Saturday night. Same old crowds there. And all at once it was calling monsters. Monsters were everywhere. I fell in love with a handsome dude, and when he gave me a kiss, I looked into his eyes and was hypnotized into a monster man. Now I'm a monster man, and I'm saving my kiss for all the ghouls in town. When a werewolf throws a fang my way, I'm the funniest and just about the funniest chick around. What do I care about your twist and the watusi that you're putting down? My favorite home is a graveyard
with a monster.
Oh, monster, monster. I love monsters.
That's it. Oh, right there. Oh, that's good.
You think that monster, you?
Oh, that sounds daddy likes it.
To me.
I'm tired of living. Want to die? Well, here's a real good reason why.
Why?
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 Why not?
Graveyard Walk.
What?
What is that supposed to mean?
It still doesn't give me the why.
It all begins about 12 o'clock when the graves all open and we start to rock.
Graveyard Walk. Graveyard rock.
It's a graveyard.
Graveyard rock.
Everybody needs a graveyard rock. Every night is just like Halloween. There's rock and roll, this graveyard scene.
Graveyard rock. Graveyard rock.
It's a graveyard.
Graveyard rock.
Everybody needs a graveyard rock.
Graveyard rock. Graveyard rock.
It's a graveyard.
Graveyard rock.
Everybody takes a graveyard rock.
graveyard rock.
Everybody dig the graveyard rock.
Let's rock.
The party's over, boy. So close those coffin lids.
Graveyard, she's waiting for me up there, picking up a real high, digging out the graveyard. Hey!
Thank you.
Halloween party is going to begin soon. But this time, the trick never disappears. It just spreads from person to person endlessly until it infects everyone in the world.
Happy Halloween, trick or treat. I'll make mischief lest you give me something sweet. I'm so tiny that no one can see, but you are all made of me to the marrow.
To crash a Halloween party?
Since I'm such a nice guy, how about a date?
Yes, sure.
Dinner for two on Halloween. I know a great place.
The last Halloween party in the world.
Howdy, Judy Friday, friend. This is your Matt Daddy back again. On we go with rhythms and blues. We finished with the crazy news. From the coming and rocking and reeling, you heard Ricky and I got a feeling. Here's a poem in the land of rhyme. Hang loose, Mother Goose, it's cultural time. Now, there once was a werewolf named Harry. His fangs and eyes were scary. Harry was active on TV, on late night monster shows, you see. But his fellow actors kept dropping out of sight. The chief of police said, that ain't right. But before he could ask the really big question, Werewolf Harry died of indigestion.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
You're gonna take the whole world down with you? That's insane.
You think so? Is there an indelible line dividing sanity from insanity? Or do they change one into the other at the slightest turn of events? We'll find out soon enough that the world itself is insane.
Oh my God!
Last night I was digging in the cemetery. Up jumps a man who's all black and hairy. Well, he looked at me with his beady red eyes, and I'm telling you I got quite a surprise. To let as the monster reared his ugly head. With mud and worms hanging from his back, he outstretched his arms and his bones give a crack. It was then that I realized it was time to go. So I dropped my shovel and sprang to my toes. I raced through the cemetery with great speed, but he was right there behind me, wanting a feed. Stumbled and fell. He screamed past me, heading for hell. I crawled through the graveyard, hands and knees. Come to the wall, I knew I was free. Free. And now that I'm safe and in the street, it's taught me a lesson about digging deep. Cannot sleep, cause I'm always frightened of what I might meet. Yes, I'm always frightened of what I might meet. Well, I'm always frightened of what I might meet. Yes, I'm always frightened of what I might meet.
Nightmares.
I dreamed I was an angel that fell into disgrace. My wings came off and left me, and I flew out into space. The darkness had no bottom, through infinity.
Phineas, I fell. My face began to laugh at me, and then I heard it yell. Nightmare! Villains and meanies tracking me down. Nightmare! Devils and genies floating around. Nightmare! Witches and goblins walking on air. Nightmare! I found a bush of goldfish in a hothouse packed with ice. My pockets couldn't hold them, so I traded them for mice. The mice turned into rabbits and then to kangaroos. They auctioned off my union suit to pay my union dues. Nightmare! Villains and meanies tracking me down. Nightmare! Devils and genies floating around. Nightmare! Witches and goblins walking on air. Nightmare! A space patrolman caught me and took me to the moon. But I flew back to nature on a two-bit toy balloon. I landed in the ocean right on a buttercup and lived on pickled herring until someone woke me up. Nightmare! Villains and meanies tracking me down. Nightmare! Devils and genies floating around. Nightmare! Witches and goblins walking on air. Nightmare!
Would you like to hear a scary Halloween story?
Yes!
This is the story of a haunted house.
In the new house today, new wood carpet drives it right away. Bell caught a ring and chains rattled out. I knew I moved in a haunted house. Still made up my mind today. Nothing was going to drive me away. When it seems nothing to give me the grief, had one big eye on something else. Stood up that field when the gun was free. He did a hunch right off to me. Maybe hope it would be sound like a drum. Say you'll be here when the morning comes. Say you'll be here when the morning comes. Be right here when you're on the run. Boss is half, say you know I'm boss. Well, there ain't no ain't gonna run me off. Well, in my kitchen, my stove was a hunching hot. Car was a falling in the car. Grease had melted in my hand. Had a hunk of meat in my hand. Well, there was a place that stood a man. Hold a hot stove with a box in the hand. See that pot up again the shaft. He drank a hot coffee right from the spout. Raw meat wrapped on my hand. Drink hot wine, baby. See it through me now, you better run.
And don't be hunting when the morning comes.
Say it yeah, when the morning comes. Be right here when it ain't gonna run. Boss in the house, say you know I'm boss. Well, there ain't no ain't gonna run me.
I was sitting in the thirsty devil, one sheet hung to the wind, when the back wing doors creaked open and a stranger sauntered in. He moved his head from side to side and glared with a sunken eye. I heard the spin of a rusty spur as he shook off the dreary night. He lowered his hat and checked his gun and headed toward the bar. He walked on up beside me, I knew he'd traveled far. In a voice as thick as mud, he looked at the keep and said, one shot of whiskey for myself and one for my new friend. whispered hushed to low, they seemed to be afraid. As if the ghost had stood right up and walked out of its grave. His face was shallow and dirty, his skin like leather hide. Sure as moved like any man, but something wasn't right. So I twisted on my stool and turned to him and said, "Thanks, sir, but just the same, I'm chasing worms instead." He growled and shoved streak my way, his eyes as cold as death. I picked the drinks and knocked him back. Hell strong against my hand. Well, my patience growing thin, but swallow hard I had to do when the story he began. His lips grew back and words came forth, starting up the tale. And every face inside that bar, it turned a shade of pale. "My name is Stanton Creed, and I died 3 years before. I shot a man to steal his drink, at least that's what they hung me for. Now I'm cursed to walk the earth and challenge every night a man to match me drink for drink. Or by the bullet die."
When 6 to midnight in the morning, the death die, you better drink your drink and shut your mouth. If you draw against his end, you can never win.
Go ahead.
Drink with the living dead.
No, wait a minute, mister. No one makes me a fool. I push shot of whiskey back on over towards school. I love a drink like any man, but that's a losing game. To drink or draw against the dead would only be insane. Stand free, he tipped his hat and laughed a wicked laugh. "You see, the Lord cursed my soul for killing that poor man. There ain't no choice, so you must try to match me shot for shot. If you win, then you'll go free. And I can find their rot."
When 6 to midnight in the morning, the death die, you better drink your drink and shut your mouth. If you draw against his end, you can never win.
Go ahead.
Drink with the living dead. Yeah.
Thank you. take it easy and we'll get to jail, all right?
Do you want a hat?
No, I don't want that.
Can I bite it off?
I know, do I scare you?
Yeah, you do.
I hope so.
Why are you trying to scare me?
Because I'm gonna bite you, man.
Why do you want to bite me?
Because I'm hungry. Because I'm a vampire. I'm a very polite vampire. Blood. Give me.
It's alright.
pulse of a generator says, damn that sex appeal. She says, damn that horror, bat, sex vampire, cool machine.
Thank you.
my keys back on the ride. The little goose is dead, the bats have left the bell tower, the big tips have been bled, and the velvet lies the black box.
Be the only idiot who accidentally recorded this EP at the wrong speed and got this infinitely better song out of the deal. You know, this is how I thought it really was supposed to sound. And then when I saw the hunger, I realized that this was supposed to be a freaking pop song. Well, tonight, Seekers, the funhouse has been dead, but the joint's been jumping because tonight has been my Psychobilly Halloween special. And from the top of the hour, you heard Ethel Ennis with Mad Monster Party starting us out. And then Bert Convy, yeah, that Bert Convy, with Monsters Hop. And Monster Miss by Little Miss L.L. Louise Lewis. Go to the Graveyard by the Deadlines. Graveyard Rock by Tarantula Ghoul and her Gravediggers. Graveyard Tree by the Coffin Cats. And then two versions of that guitar-licious song Werewolf by the Frantics. The second version was an instrumental that I mixed with hunks of cowboy bebop and some original Mad Daddy. And then later when I gave it a listen, I about flipped my wig hat when I heard him say, "Oh, Frantic Ones," because I had laid that immortal batter over the Frantics. Such synchronicity abounds when Bob's in the house. And then screaming Lord Such did Black and Harry. Jack Turner had a nightmare. Hazel Adkins had a haunted house on his hands. And then we had a drink with a living dead, that great spaghetti western song by Ghoul Train, followed by Zombie Ghost Train doing R.I.P. Seekers. Then we had a two-fright fight night. Night of the Werewolf by Lee Christofferson versus Night of the Vampire by Rocky Erickson. And then the Polite Vampire did the intro to Sleepy Vampire by the Super Suckers. And then we threw a big old birthday party with Nick Cave to release the bats. Oh, man. And then we got here with a slowed down Bauhaus. And that's about all I know, officer. And next week, Seekers, another Halloween party tape for you. This time we're surfing. Happy holidays, Seekers. Good night.